The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
This is episode 259 for the 12th of July. Nice to have you along for it. It's our last, what we'll call regular episode for the next few weeks whilst we're away doing assorted things.
Research.
Conferencing and then research. And so we've got some specials lined up for you, all kinds of different things. We've got long songs, instrumentals, songs with meanings to them, tiny desk concerts. It should be a real hoot. So there's some stuff coming up over the next several weeks that we do hope you enjoy. Meantime, it's business as usual in a land of confusion, the world of wonder and what the...
Yes, WTF.
Yes, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sakes. That's quite a stutter.
Oh, no, not somebody else with a speech impediment. We've already had one of those this week.
Who did we have there?
Oh, I can't say it out loud. Oh,
okay.
Just in case.
Just in case there's listening.
Well, somebody.
Somebody take offence and.
Yes, somebody that we know might be.
Oh, right.
Listening.
Yes.
But probably not.
Later on in the show, something that Linda has brought to the table that that will be a matter of endurance. And by that, I mean, how long are we going to last listening to it?
It's a ripper.
It's,
it's
different.
There's quite a story to go with it.
Excellent. That's the main thing. We look forward to that.
You know me.
And we'll also, I do. Also check out something that reminds us of what was going on 40 years ago.
Stop it.
I know.
I refuse.
And we'll check out what Lindell's been doom-scrolling in Lindell's real world.
Yes, doom-scrolling, thank you.
A little later on. I keep calling it death-scrolling.
Yes, and I was about to correct you, and then I realised you got it right.
For a change.
That'll teach me. That'll learn me.
Assumption is the mother of... The first song that you've chosen is was a bit of a surprise to me, actually. I thought, oh, is it new?
Yes,
I've not heard this before.
Yes,
and I normally haven't paid this person a whole lot of attention.
No, me neither. But actually, it came to me through, Spotify do a latest releases thing on a Friday, I want to say, and there's I don't know.
I'll pretend that I've said yes.
Okay. Mm. He's nodding for those of you who can't see him.
For those listening
so
in black and white.
That's everybody except me. So I was, sometimes when I can't choose something from my own playlist or I'm sick of them all, which is not in the mood, I just listen to the new releases or whatever that Spotify pops up for me in the different genre. This was just a general new releases.
You mean you're succumbing to the algorithm?
I am, which is fine.
Slave to the rhythm.
It's one, although, as I said with Facebook right at the very beginning of its existence, the reason I loved it was because it would throw up stuff for me to look at that I'd never consider.
Because it hadn't figured you out.
Yeah, because the algorithm wasn't that sophisticated back then. So that's what I used to like about it. I'd end up with all this random information. But sadly, same situation with Spotify. Now it kind of knows me and spits out some stuff. But the actual new releases are not quite like that, depending. Anywho, This is the from the latest album by, you may remember him from previous television things like Australian Idol 2003, Guy Sebastian.
Better known as one of the judges on the, yes. Mentors on The Voice these days.
Yes, after Delta What's-Her-Face left, I believe. So his new album is called 100 Times Around the Sun, apparently. And this song is the first single off it, I guess. And I quite liked it, actually. All things considered, I've heard worse. I've only listened to it a couple of times, but I just thought, oh, it's not too terrible. It's not too long.
That'll do.
Which is also helpful if it's a bit shitty. But no, it's all right. Good, funky. And actually, the video's really interesting because he's got kind of cowboy kind of vibes going on, you know, that kind of dark cowboy, you know, black cowboy hat, black shirt.
I wonder where you were going there.
Yeah. he was born in Malaysia.
Heading for a Blazing Saddles moment.
Yeah. Oh, God, we must watch that with the boys one day. Anyway, and that's got a good soundtrack, actually, Blazing Saddles. Anyway, so Guy Sebastian, what I didn't realise, though, was that he already has been awarded the Order of Merit for the Australian Vision. So after his name, it says capital A, capital M, and I'm like, what? Did somebody make a typo? But no, he's the Australian Order of Merit recipient person. And where were we? Was it you I was talking to? One of just the voices in my head one evening, maybe.
We haven't talked about him.
Civic awards and how you shouldn't really get them when you're not finished your career. You know, especially if you're his age, aka Scott Dixon. He's got something, hasn't he?
Probably more along the lines of Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Well, and all of that, yeah. It's like, actually, why are we... Oh, I know where it was now. Conversations about being awarded things when you're just doing your job, that stuff. So I was quite surprised that he's already received that honour. And for his contribution to music, but I'm glad that didn't stop him. He's still going. So anyway, after all of that, a much shorter song than my introduction, because that's the kind of person I am. Here's Guy Sebastian and Get It Done.
This couldn't stay on the tip of my tongue. Had to do what had to be done. If I'm gonna go, then I won't go quiet. I'm here to catch bullets, so let them fly. It wasn't me who fired the gun. You know I'm gonna stay till the bell gets rung. Always 21, but the game gets hard. It's not a fair fight when they're counting cards. I know what I need to do, so let it come. I'm gonna get it. Since I was 16, seen heaven and hell trying to chase a dream. Took me a while, now I know what they mean. You ain't doing it right if your shoes stay clean. You know it came with a sacrifice. Crowded days and lonely nights. I would've gone mad, been a broken man, if it weren't for the ones I count on one hand. Oh, I know what I need to do, so let it come, 'cause I'm gonna get it done. Days where I sit back, gone are the days where I'm afraid of a mismatch. Gone are the days where I look back with flash. Gone are the days, gone are the days. Gone are the days where I sit back, gone are the days where I'm afraid of a mismatch. Gone are the days where I look back with flash. Gone are the days, gone are the days.
one of the days
I'm gonna get it
done,
done. Yeah, I'm gonna get it
done.
Gonna split my teeth and battle on, roll my sleeves until it's won. I'm gonna get it done.
That is Get It Done.
Shorter than we were expecting.
Guy Sebastian got it done quicker than we were expecting. We're in the middle of a conversation about what we're going to be doing next week. And the next couple of weeks, to be fair, as I hinted at earlier on. But that's not bad. Very funky.
Yeah, it's quite good. I could not mind it. It's a good, you know, commercial poppy song,
yeah,
I think. It's
and quite and well. Only 3 minutes long.
And I quite like that.
Sudden stop?
No. Well, I should be used to that. K-pop are terrible at sudden stops, aren't
they?
I don't know how to describe the, what is it? I can't even tell you what instrument it is, actually.
Oh.
The hook, I suppose, I quite like.
Right.
Yes, let's leave it at that.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, in case you wondered, and this comes on Radio Southland. It's also available as a podcast on Apple Podcasts or accessmedia.nz, which is an app in both Google Play and in the Apple Store. Select Radio Southland as your station if you download it. Or if you want to get it before everybody else and be the envy of your friends, who wouldn't, Friday nights at about 8 o'clock it goes up on our Facebook page, which is also a vehicle through which you can interact with us. If you want to send us a message or share some humour with our followers, you would be most welcome to do so. Just a reminder, this is our last regular episode for the next several weeks, a little over a month, whilst we are away on an assortment of missions. School holidays continue, not that it affects us quite so much, apart from the fact that I generally have to brace for impact whenever I go for a walk through the mall.
Yes, but you can get down the main road much more efficiently because there's not a whole lot of school traffic.
Yes, well, that's probably why I usually come down North Road.
Yeah, I seldom.
Rather than the frustration of being people passing me whilst they go past school buses, no, there's a speed limit.
Well, not only,
but I'm in the other lane
because there's 20 if there's a bus there, and it's 30 if there isn't a bus there. Mm. So that nobody needs to be going fast past there at all.
Mm. Anyway. But you get all the people who are, no, I'm in the other lane. No, it applies to both lanes.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, speaking of road rules, I was walking up Don Street on Tuesday afternoon and, you know, interrupting the unusual, there was the sound of a clip-clop-clip-clopping of horse hooves.
Oh, horse hooves. I thought my mother was coming down the street. Clip-clop-clip-clop-clip-clop.
No, it was much, much slower.
Yeah. Yeah. And only 2 feet.
Steps. There was indeed a horse being ridden down. And I noticed the girls in at a brood cafe were just staring aghast at this. And I thought, actually, I could do with a coffee and went down. And I said, you know, it's perfectly legal. And you are allowed to ride a horse on the streets. The only obligation is that if the horse defecates, you have to clean up afterwards.
Yeah.
Eyes glazed over from one of the girls when I used the term defecate. And I said, the only thing that most people don't realise is that actually, if you're in a car, you always have to give way to a horse.
Yes. Well, they're quite easily frightened for a start. And it's those girls in the cafe potentially have never seen an actual horse. Remember.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, because actually we assume that our very fortunate, you know, interactions with a variety of people and things still exists, but actually a lot of them don't. So, and especially if they're international.
Do you want to share your London story? It's a cracker.
Which one?
The bus trip.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear me. back in the day.
Long time ago.
No, it wasn't last century, actually.
Earlier this century.
Very early this century. We took a group of East London kids, primary school kids, on a trip to a little village just outside of that part of London. And so we're going on the bus. And we hit some fields and, you know, open spaces. And one of the kids spotted, now I can't remember if it was horses or cows.
It's a horse.
It was horses, maybe. And called out, "Oh, look, there's a horse." And I swear to God, it's a wonder the bus didn't tip over, because the kids on the other side of the bus all came flying over to that side to squash the kids on that side to look out the window at a real horse, because most of them had not left the safety of about a 3-block radius from their house, and they had never seen an animal like that in the wild, so to speak. So that was fascinating. It was really an interesting reminder.
Well, you know, if people like us are in London and the stuff going on, you tended to travel around and go and have a look at it. But for them, who lived there all their lives, they stayed pretty much in their own borough.
Yeah, because they, sometimes didn't have the wherewithal to be going any further. Yep. Or mum or dad or grandma or whoever they lived with wasn't able or was working or, you know, and so their existence, some of them had never been into London City.
Mm.
And that was like, oh, I don't know, maybe half an hour on the tube, maybe, from there.
Oh, at the most, yeah.
You know, so...
On the Jubilee line?
That's why I want to kind of slap some of the students that I know around the chops, because they don't realise just how fortunate they are.
Well, there was one of them at the same school, I think it was, that you were talking to, who, when you explained that you were just, you know, you and I lived together, and that was it.
Yeah.
He says, "What? Don't you have your nan and your gran living with you?"
Yeah.
Sorry, with you.
Yeah. They were dazed and confused that actually we didn't live in an extended family situation, and they. Oh, it's hard to say whether they were disappointed that we didn't have the extended family, or
just
whether
a curiosity,
they were amazed and completely outside their realms of having a framework to hang it on. You know, they just were like, "Oh, wow, where are your mum and dad then?" I said, "Well, my mum and dad live in, you know, New Zealand somewhere else." Oh. So, yeah, interesting, eh?
Hmm. Makes us remember how lucky we are. And we like to celebrate New Zealand every year on a Waitangi Day, as we did earlier this year with Waitangi Esk Fest here in Invercargill.
Yeah.
Which is an event that Radio Southland, our show sponsors, stage. And one of the acts, that there were three great acts this year, started off with the Dollies, a local vocal trio.
Yes,
and the
ex-student, one of them.
Award-winning country pop genre.
Yeah.
And then Hudaki. A bunch of middle-aged men playing.
Having a blast.
Having Britpop. And they've been back in the recording studio.
Yeah.
Well, they've been recording at the Southern Musicians Club.
A proper recording sessions. That's amazing.
And the other band was Theorem, who stepped in very graciously at the last minute after a band from a local school just pulled out. And they were Theorem. Now, they were a bit more full on than the others, but they were bloody good.
They were good, actually. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed them.
And they really appreciated the opportunity, and we were all about showcasing local acts. And they've come out with new piece of music, which they've sent through. I've graciously allowed Thomas from Sounds of Southland to play it first.
Oh, that's too big.
I suppose you've already got this on Fluffy. No, actually, I'm giving it to you first. Because I already had last week's playlist set. But it's not bad. See what you think. This is Theorem and Breakdown on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
The sea is getting rough.
relaxing little tune, that one, from Southland band Theorem.
That's really good.
Isn't it?
Actually, it could be any of those American / British same style bands, right? It's really good.
Breakdown by Theorem. Oh, speaking of Southland music, we should recognise Sam Cullen and his new track that we played a couple of weeks ago has been included on the Kiwi Hit disc that's been circulated this month by New Zealand On Air. Well done, Samuel.
Yes, because it's actually quite hard to get on that list.
And I think, I'm pretty sure I saw that the Hits had playlisted it locally
for
a couple of plays.
Nice.
Mr. Waddell, which is, you know, more than most commercial radio does, is generally let's give them 30 seconds of the song and that's enough.
Yeah.
Speaking of things local, which we like to do here on the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, thank you for listening. Break a leg, if you're listening Saturday, to the cast of Invercargill Musical Theatre's production of Matilda. Opening night.
Go you.
Three casts of the kids, I think, or three Matildas. And two casts?
Some others as well, not just Matilda.
There's multiple.
Yep.
Multiple, because, you know,
it's a big ask for young people.
All reports from people who've been involved from IMT's organisational side say it's just looking splendid. Everybody's raving about the kids and how good they are, which is great.
Yeah, cool. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to see it, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not a good time for us.
Yeah, it's a shame because we know a good number of the hard-working, you know, volunteers who either support the team or are the team. So good luck.
Continues through until the 26th at the Civic Theatre in Invercargill. You can book on Ticketek for that. Another local event coming up is the Grid Talk, Tales of MotoGP with Simon Crafer, who used to ride in the MotoGP and is a commentator these days, and Cormac Buchanan. And this is when he's back on this part of the world prior to taking part in the Moto3 race at
Phillip Island.
Thank you. Thanks, Phillip. We love your work.
Love you and your island.
Listed as the next generation making history. And it's hosted by Stephen McIver, who's listed as being an icon of Kiwi sports broadcasting.
Well, I guess icon's not necessarily a complimentary word, I don't suppose.
No, but he is a Kiwi sports broadcaster.
Yes.
This is coming up Saturday, the 11th of October, at Bill Richardson Transport World. A chance for you to experience what's being billed as an unforgettable night with Simon and Cormac, with McIver asking the questions, taking you behind the scenes of international motorcycle racing and the world of global sport. There's a gala dinner as well, and it's a fundraiser to support Cormac's 2026 Moto3 World Championship campaign. So this stuff doesn't happen by bloody magic. There's a lot of fundraising, and Lord only knows his family have piled hundreds of thousands of dollars into this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there are auctions on the night, so make sure you take your credit card with you, sporting memorabilia and experiences.
Oh.
Mm. Banquet feast with complimentary drink on arrival, and I'm guessing you'll be able to buy drinks throughout the night once the complimentary one's gone. And triple shot, doing the live entertainment. Yep. It's $200 per person, or tables of 10 are available, and there will be a cash bar operating. Grid Talk on Saturday, the 11th of October, which is Election Day.
And I happened to bump into Cormac's mum this week, and she's very excited because she's heading over to see him for a little while before he heads back over this way. So she's very keen to give him a squeeze, she said. And I said, well, you give him a squeeze from us too.
I was having an online conversation with her this week over it was work stuff, and then I was talking about his near miss in Assen when he was shoved off. I said, I don't know how you do it. She says, I don't know either.
No, but I said, that's the other thing I asked her to pass on to him. So please no more flying through the air with the greatest of ease.
Not so much that.
We would just like stay safe.
That dirty little German boy that shoved him
Italian,
off.
Italian.
Was it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. No love lost there now.
Germany, they're racing this weekend. Yes. We'll talk more about sports a little later on in the show. Right. Oh, geez. And now I'm a bit of endurance. This is normally where we would do a musical taste of Asia. And
this is Asia.
And it is.
Yes, it is.
But it's listed as being 4 minutes and 48 seconds long. And
I don't know that we'll hear all of
it. I don't think we'll get that far.
No. So,
what is it we're listening
to? If I may explain.
Please.
I'm not sure I can. So, just as a caveat to the listener, Mum, there's nothing wrong with your radio. You don't have to try and retune your radio if you're listening on the wireless, and you don't have to try and do something weird with the podcast. This is supposed to sound like this, the coming music. It's called noise music, and it's an entirely new phenomenon to me. So I've been doing some homework. It came to me because and that algorithm of Instagram feeds me lots of things about private bars and hard-to-find bars in Japan. And so the bar called Leave Me Alone, counterintuitive, that's the name of it, and you have to have a special invitation, you can't just turn up, was set up by a man called, let me find his name so I pronounce it correctly, no I can't even find it. Hirohisa Tamanoki. He was a high-achieving tech whiz and leader in that field, and suddenly realised that, I'll read you a piece. I've been obsessed with music since I was a teenager, not the kind everyone listens to, but the strange, overlooked, misunderstood kind. I found joy in recognising value in things before the world caught on. So he quit his real job at 40 to open this bar called Leave Me Alone. It isn't a feel-good record bar. It's not warm and cosy. It's not for everyone. It's a tribute to noise music, raw, weird, and unpolished. So Mertzbo, which is the group person that we're going to play today, is Japanese. But he plays in his bar all sorts of kind of off-the-wall stuff. And one of the other ones that in some of the references was a group called the Swans from America. And actually their stuff I quite liked. So maybe that's another day. But this is called Sedonis B. And noise music, parts of it are like listening to the feedback when somebody's talking at a function and they can't, or in my case, when one of my fellow counsellors, turns his the feedback on by turning his microphone on his device, and we get that Doctor Who kind of otherworldly noises. It's really unusual, most of it, but if you get it, you get it, I think. And so his bar plays this kind of music in the background all the time. The cocktail, if you like this kind of music and you like your whiskey older than you are, then they reckon that this is the bar for you. So I'd be interested to see what people think, because it's quite it's an acquired taste. But actually some of it, when I had it playing on in the background while I was doing some other work, was fine. Some of it was really confronting and I just wanted it to make it stop because it hurt my brain. So anyway, this artist's called Mertzbo, and this piece, we'll see if we get through a minute and a bit, maybe, to give you a good, I don't know, it's up to Darren, he's got the switch. Sedonis B by Mertzbo, see what you think.
Buckle up, here we go.
Yeah, turn it down a wee bit, maybe.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do.
All right. I'm
it was
tempted
a minute and a half.
I'm tempted to see if we can get an invitation and find that bar, but I'm not sure that Darren is. There'd be whiskey.
There'd need to be. The best thing about it is when it stops.
Oh, see, I find it weirdly fascinating.
Not even that. It, you know how, what was the, when we played way back in one of the early episodes of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, a version of Africa that was being played on a Tesla machine. It hurt your fillings?
Yes.
That is similar to the effect that piece had on me.
Oh, see, that doesn't do that for me, and I've got more metal on my face now than I had then. Interesting.
But I wonder if it's because of my different hearing challenges and capabilities that is just a...
Yeah, and that's not all they play, right? So that's one extreme, and Swans extreme is probably another. But there's a whole movement.
I just had one myself.
That's sometimes what I hear when my colleagues are talking, actually, is that noise.
Yes.
Anyway.
That is enjoyable.
So there we are. There's a really random piece of Asia for you.
So Mertz Bow and Sidonis B.
Yep.
That's what you heard.
Yep.
Just, that's a...
Check out Mertz Bow.
A quarter of it.
Yep.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio Southland. And
hopefully still listening.
Yeah, thank you for sticking through that. 40 years ago today... Well, no, tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow and Monday. 40 years ago, on the 13th and 14th of July, 1985, what were you doing? And it's easy to remember because it was the weekend that Live Aid happened. I discussed this with Chris Chilton, and he said his memory is of having a VCR set up and frantically changing cassettes and trying to record it all. Which is what we did back in those days.
Yes, indeed.
Not me.
I remember being thoroughly pissed off because I slept through unintentionally, slept through the act that I wanted to. Because I told Mum and Dad, don't let me sleep in. If I'm not up, get me up. And bless them. Now that I have to do that with my own children, it's really hard. They did a check on me, but they saw my light on in my bedroom, so they thought I was awake and thought I was up and ready to go. But I'd fallen asleep with the light on. So I missed the big ones that I wanted to see because, of course, it was in the middle of the night for us. So, yes, I remember being really, really angry with myself that I'd fallen asleep.
I had moved to Mosgiel at this point, but had come back to Balclutha for the weekend and through the start of it was back in the family whare having a night with Murray and my sister.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. and so I don't remember much after that.
No.
But a friend of ours died in a motorcycle accident around that time as well.
Oh, that's not the ideal remembrance.
No. So the acts that that appeared, firstly, London's Wembley Stadium, in order, were Adam Ant, Ultravox and Spandau Ballet. That was the first hour. Followed by Elvis Costello, Nick Kershaw with Billy Connolly and Sade.
Nice.
Hour three, Phil Collins with Julian Lennon, Sting and Howard Jones. Then Brian Ferry, Paul Young, Alison Moyet, and U2. Then Dire Straits, then Queen. That Queen performance, possibly the greatest live performance, period. David Bowie, The Who, Elton John, Wham, and Paul McCartney.
I slept through Bowie. I was very upset.
Oh, that'll be why you were feral.
Yep.
And then, of course, they crossed to JFK Stadium in Philadelphia for part two, which began with Joan Baez, featured the Hooters. It's ironic. The Four Tops, Billy Ocean. You see, the British did so much better. Black Sabbath with Ozzy Osbourne. Run DMC, Rick Springfield. REO Speedwagon, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Judas Priest, Bryan Adams, The Beach Boys, George Thorogood, Queen's performance from London. I don't know. They must have replayed it or something. and then music featuring David Bowie and Mick Jagger, Simple Minds, The Pretenders, Santana, Pat Metheny, Ashford and Simpson, Teddy Pendergrass, Madonna, Rod Stewart, Tom Petty, Kenny Loggins, The Cars, Neil Young, Power Station, Thompson Twins, Eric Clapton, Phil Collins, who played both sides of the Atlantic, jetted across on the Concorde. Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, Duran Duran, Patti LaBelle, Daryl Hall and John Oates, Mick Jagger, Tina Turner, Bob Dylan. Quite a lineup, really, wasn't it?
Yes. But most of which I didn't see.
The one thing I do remember, obviously, because we've been reminded of that with the Bohemian Rhapsody movie a couple of years ago, was that legendary performance by Queen, when it was kind of their comeback after they all fell out with each other. Well, basically the band fell out with Freddie. Well, no, basically Freddie fell out with the band.
Yeah.
And it was of his doing. And he had to grovel and go back to them and say, we need to be doing this concert. And they did, and it was bloody awesome. And I went through their set list, and I have chosen the following tune to take you back 40 years. Here's Queen with Hammer to Fall. That is such a freak. Thank you. Thank you. You're quiet back there. Such a Freddie way to finish a song. Awesome. Hammer to Fall. 40 years since Live Aid. If only we had the DVD box set, we could relive it this weekend. Oh, you could have a sleep in.
If only.
And
only on Saturdays.
Coming up, a song that I struggled to remember. I saw it in an ad that I can't remember whether it's part of an ad or whether they're coming for a concert tour.
I think I said, "Oh, the Hot House Flowers are doing a tour."
Right.
And you went, "Spoiler alert! I only got one song."
Which is true. And we're probably playing that very shortly, but not until we've been through this process.
Oh.
Steve. Le bois rompive. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le bois rompive.
Somebody asked me, what's La Poisson Steve got to do with Lindell's Real World? And I said, that's a great question. Thanks for asking. And the answer is quite simply, it is an example of the sort of stuff that Lindell discovers through doom scrolling. Amazing things.
Yes.
We didn't know that it was a thing until all these reels started appearing of all these different...
Well, once you like it, right? Yep. So I like the original one because that one's tickled my fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the rest of the world's fascination with Steve also started coming into my feed. So.
And thanks, of course, to Shaman, who has crocheted our mascot.
Indeed.
And he'll be coming on tour with us in a couple of weeks' time.
Probably. I'm a bit frightened to lose him, but we'll see. I should attach him to something.
Mm.
We did share him with our French friend, and he was bemused, to say the least. Didn't quite get it.
He's just returned from 6 weeks in France, and he had no idea that they'd selected a new national anthem.
Yes.
Mm.
So, shame on him,
Sacre bleu.
Yes. Anywho, this week's reels... or a couch to follow, probably, is called Never Stay Dead, all one word. I've only just discovered that it's actually a little bit of a mental health support kind of account, actually, but he's an artist, and he's got a very, very eclectic sense of humour, and does cartoons. And so the reels that I started watching to begin with are called Really Shit Drawings. And then he has like landmarks, or it might be rock bands was another one, or anyway, he describes himself as now I've lost the page. Cringe videos, unhinged Bob Ross, offensively cute, mental health awareness, leg, pew, pew. And one of the reasons I really like it is because he does these, he does the sound effects while he's drawing. So if he's drawing a leg, he goes, leg. And if he's drawing a gunshot or something, it's like, pew, pew. So it's quite cool. It's quite cute, actually. And then he gives each of the cartoons a unique name based on its actual name. So, in the famous landmarks, for example, the Eiffel Tower is Ethel Tuta. What is this one? That is the Goyette Wowser. Oh, Tuna? You won't get that one. Here we go. Here it comes. Wait. Munt Rush S'more.
Mm.
Or the Wobbly Stack de Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Or Big Bon. So he does these funny little names for the theme of the thing, and he does these hilarious sound effects while he's doing it. But as it turns out, he's also got a colouring book called Everything is Awesome, and he's got a great drawing of a mush pit, you know, like a mosh pit, but it's a pit full of moshing cats.
That's
a mush pit.
Right.
So he's actually very, very clever, and it's worth a look. It's called Never Stay Dead. I follow him. I think he's probably English or Scottish, something like that, just English. Worth a look. if you just want a little bit of amusement, but also there's the mental health kind of wellness stuff to go with it if you're interested. Never Stay Dead.
Steve Le. Le poisson Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
Which reminds me, it's Bastille Day on Monday.
Oh, good.
Happy Bastilling?
I don't know. Do you say happy Bastilling? Still got my sunglasses,
in the past,
by the way.
Perhaps past tense, happy Bastolen.
Yes. Bastilled?
Yes. Yeah, dirty Bastille. It's not there. It's gone.
Oh, yes.
There's a story attached to that, but we may have told it.
Probably don't need to repeat it.
Nope. Mm. So anyway, as was hinted at earlier on.
Sorry, I thought that's where you were going. Sometimes I can't read your mind.
Neither can I. and the pages are stuck. The hothouse flowers.
Ew, the pages are stuck.
Yeah, no, you did say that they were coming. And I went, cool, great song. But that's all they had. So is it worth going to a concert? I was pondering this whilst at the lavatory.
Oh, interesting.
Killing time, you know. Well, I'm here, I'll have a think about something. And there aren't lots of songs that have great honky-tonk piano. Honky Cat by Elton John, obviously.
Yes.
Pearl's a Singer.
Pearl's a Singer.
Towards the back end of the song. And Don't Go by the Hothouse Flowers.
Ah.
It's great piano through this.
Yes.
And it's a brooding, upbeat, nice, feel-good, really underrated hit, in my humble opinion.
Is it?
And so I was trying to remember it for playing last week and couldn't remember in one of those moments I thought, I must remember that and play that. And got to putting together the playlist for last week and thinking, well, no, what's that song? What was I going to remember? And they say the memory is the second thing to go, but I forget what the first is. So in the meantime, here are the Hothouse Flowers, and don't go.
Senses and the sun is shining down on the blossoms of the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her left in this world. Don't go, don't leave me now, now, now. While the sun smiles, stick around and laugh a while. And I lie warm on soft sandy beaches in my. My toes are submerged in the water and it feels good. Children playing, building castles on the shoreline like a painting that I love the Lord. It feels so fine, don't go. Don't leave down now, now. While the sun smiles, stick around and laugh a while. Uh-huh. Blue Sirocco blowing warm into my face. The sun is shining on the underside of the bridges and the cars going by with smiles in the windows. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of the gatepost and the black cat keeps telling me, look, it's on its way. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of the gatepost and the black cat tells me, look, it's on its way. Don't go. No, don't you. Why?
around, laugh a while, yeah.
Don't go. The Hothouse Flowers. Well, we're going to have to go shortly because, you know, time rolls on. Time waits for no man. Time makes a wine. But we'll check out what's been going on in the world of sport, shall we? Why not?
Okay.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell me?
Well, the Maori All Blacks played Scotland in Whangarei last weekend, went down to Scotland, hard-fought tussle, 26-29. And interestingly, the TMO interjected with something and –
And, again.
And the referee said, okay, let's have a look. And the referee overruled and went, nah.
Yeah, yay, that referee.
Good on him.
Yeah.
The next hit out for the Māori All Blacks this weekend in Wellington ahead of the ABS test. And also the Ferns are playing Australia Women at 4:30. Black Ferns played a trial match against the Black Ferns 15 of Whangarei last Saturday, pre-match, opening match for the All Blacks Scotland. And the 18 won 45-12. Their next head out after this weekend is, I think, they're off to the World Cup. All Blacks had their first outing for the season, taking on France at Forsyth Barr Stadium on Saturday. Everybody was supremely confident. Completely forget you never, never, ever rule out France. And they scratched out a 31-27 win despite some very, very dubious TMO calls.
Well, they kind of have 16 players, don't they?
Yeah. this week, the second of three tests, and this one will be at Sky Stadium in Wellington, 7 o'clock. Next weekend, it's the third test in Hamilton on Saturday night. British and Irish Lions touring Australia, and they've got a test against the Wallabies at Suncorp Stadium next weekend. They played the Waratahs last Saturday night. Tour de France is underway. Waz had a bye. Southland Sharks Thursday night, so we're recording this earlier. We're down to an elimination final, playing the Auckland Tuatara here at ILT Stadium Southland. Hope it went well. If it does, they progress to the final. ANZ Premiership Steel are fourth on the table. Last week they lost to the Mystics 52-56. Next round they're home to play the Stars on Monday at Stadium Southland. Formula One last weekend was a British Grand Prix at Silverstone. British media would have you believe it's the greatest race that ever happened. It was pretty interesting. And the 75th anniversary event was won by Brit Lando Norris, a happy ending for the Poms. For McLaren, after his teammate Oscar Piastri from Australia got a 10-second penalty for driving infringement behind the safety car. Man, did he sulk. The Brits were very happy, though. Lots of love also for German driver Nico Hülkenberg, who finished third after 15 years and 239 races, which is a record. He finally made a podium.
Oh.
And it was a great drive.
His mum must be so proud.
And a surprise for Stake Selber, who become Audi next season, and he's still with them. Everybody was thrilled for him. It was one of those genuine, nice moments. Liam Lawson, though, taken out in lap one after Sebastian Ocon collided with him. Nothing unusual in that. It reminds me of an old Japanese driver. but Ocon had no room after being squeezed on the inside by Yuki Tsunoda. Little idiot. So it's off to Spa in Belgium for the next race, which is on the 28th of July. There's a sprint race on the Saturday, the 26th. 10 o'clock New Zealand time. The race is at 1 a.m. Monday New Zealand time, and we'll miss it because we'll be away. Well, almost. Needing sleep at that point. And the following weekend, they're in Hungary.
You never stopped you before. Yeah,
but we're going to be messing with time zones and stuff like that. So it should be a grown-up. Main race the following weekend at Hungary, Monday, the 4th of August, New Zealand time. IndyCar last weekend, they raced the Honda Indy 400 at Mid-Ohio. Scott Dixon won it.
Yay!
Which means he and Will Power are the two drivers who have won the most road races. He won ahead of his teammate Alex Palou, Marcus Armstrong 7th, Scott McLaughlin 23rd. This weekend, two races at Newton, Ohio Speedway. Repco Supercars are racing at Townsville this weekend. Race 1 was Friday night, 5:40. Race 2 Saturday at 5. Race 3 Sunday at 5. NASCAR, wow, happy ending here. Last weekend, SVG was competing in two series, the Infinity Series and the NASCAR Cup Series. So he qualified on pole for both races on the streets of Chicago.
Excellent.
And won both races. Both excellent.
And
races.
He kicked an exceptional ball into the in the crowd.
Yes, he does. He always kicks a rugby ball when he has a win and does outstanding burnouts. So this Monday, 6 a.m. New Zealand time, Sonoma, California, 7:30. 6 a.m.?
I don't know.
At 7:30 the race starts. Oh. Really sad news for Brendan Leach. His co-driver in the Australian GT Series, where they were sitting in second, Tim Miles, was killed, sadly, in an accident last weekend, riding his bike in Sydney, fatally hit by a bus. No idea who's going to partner Brendan for the remainder or if he'll continue for the series. The next race is the last weekend of this month, July 26th, 27th. I was having a brief online sharing of condolence with him this week. I wasn't going to ask him. I just thought, no, because he was just really, really super cut up. Cormac Buchanan running this weekend in Germany at the Sachsenring. This Sunday, races live on the 3Now platform. I was going to play a song by Grace Jones, but we've actually run out of time. There you go.
Yeah.
Well done, us.
Yes, go us for talking too much.
Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you for the first of our away specials next week.
Ka kite, don't be a dick.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.